I'm joined by David Melding, Assembly Member for South Wales Central. As part of the IWA's Constitutional Convention, we're discussing what the options are for the future of the UK. Is a federal arrangement the only way forward, David?
Well, what is certainly true, in my view, is that federal mechanisms will have to be used extensively if we're to see a stable Britain.
What does that mean in practice?
Well, probably a written constitution, some recognition of an English legislative process, however that could exist.
Do you think that England as a whole should be part of this federal arrangement, or do you think it should be broken down into regions similar in size to Wales and Northern Ireland?
Well, it's for the English to determine that question, and they've only really just started to consider it. But the intimations clearly point in the direction there'll be some form of federalisation within England. We already have the London Authority. We have a very powerful municipal tradition, which has been somewhat dormant since the Second World War. But I think it's interesting the recent devolution of powers over health spending to Manchester, for instance. Mm. Presumably the other great conurbations will follow suit. So we're already seeing just how it might emerge that these areas will gain quite similar legislative and financial powers, perhaps to the Assembly in the third term, perhaps, you know, that sort of model maybe what will be followed.
But aren't the kind of incremental elements of devolution we're seeing to cities like Manchester now, aren't those models kind of ad hoc? What's the kind of strategy and thinking behind it?
Well, they are ad hoc, so there isn't strategic thinking behind it, presumably. I mean, that obviously distinguishes the likes of me, who since 1999 have said, well, the only way this will end happily is with some form of federalism. So I think I'm an optimist. I think it's happening in a very British sort of way of reform rather than a federal revolution. And as long as we get to where we need to go, I'm fairly laid back about that.
So getting to where we need to go, you think that this is partly a written constitution. How do we get there? How do we get to the point where that is a feasible option?
Well, we're moving in the direction of a written constitution anyway. There is now a fundamental law which governs for the first time ever, I think, that's been passed by Parliament over itself and a five-year term. That cannot be undone unless you have a supermajority. Technically, another Act of Parliament could abrogate it, but that's unlikely unless you have a majority in the Commons from one party, and that is looking increasingly difficult in the future. And the Supreme Court, I think, has been a stunning success. It's not commented on very often, but you know, that move from the House of Lords judicial division to establishing the Supreme Court has been very, very significant. So I think some form of written constitution, not a long one, just the fundamentals. I do it in a new Act of Union. I think that would have resonance. And that will shift us to a position where we start to recognise that everyone in the United Kingdom has the same political rights. So they have a right to an influence over their domestic affairs that are not affected by the other home nations, and then we have a right to combine to determine those issues that are done at a state level where all four of the home nations operate together.
Do we need a constitutional convention to determine these?
Not necessarily, but I think it would be desirable, because if you believe in federalism, you're almost definitely also a unionist. And I think we don't want Britain to sort of just soldier on our sufferance. I think it needs to exist as a vital thing that people value. And this generation needs to recommit to Britain or to face up to the consequences of the whole nation's going in a more radical way in their own direction. And I think a good way of doing that would be some sort of citizen-based constitutional convention to really get people to think, do they still want to be British? And I put it as simply and fundamentally as that. I think that's what we need to determine.
Great. Thank you very much indeed, David.